medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. Hi, listeners. I'd like to first thank you for your time and your listening support today. And I'd also like to very much thank our sponsors and to also our producer. Our show today is on multidimensional expansion. And you're probably thinking, what does that even mean? So I'm lucky that I have some guests to help me dive into that topic today. We've got Carol and Sabre. And of course, we're going to be talking to Atana about what this means. But before I introduce you to him, I just wanted to say you've just heard his music and you can going to continue to hear it throughout the whole broadcast. He's an author, a musician, a master energy healer, and an international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and it's called the Atana Method. We'll talk more about it today. The easiest way to find Atana is to just Google him. And now I'd like to welcome Atana himself. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna, wonderful listener, Sabre and Carol, and of course, Dawn, our wonderful producer at BBS Radio. What is happening multidimensionally? What's happening?
Well, there seems to be a lot going on, doesn't there? I mean, multidimensional expansion, the reason we've got this topic today because it makes up a chapter in your fantastic book called Sacred Inner Dialogues. And I thought it was a really interesting topic. And you and I have delved into multidimensional realms in quite a few of our one-on-one sessions. And I always find it fascinating when we start to talk about this aspect, Atana, because people don't even realize that there is so many aspects, not only to themselves, but to their lives, and how to work with those multidimensional levels and expand into that to really help themselves now and for the future. And you know, one example is recently I've three kids and I've been dreaming a lot about their futures. And that's a shift for me because normally I would dream a lot about my future or the future of the planet. I think quite a lot about that and what sort of impact. But recently I've been dreaming a lot about them and their futures and what they're going to be creating. And that almost journeying into the future, that's almost like a multidimensional experience for me. And I just wanted to speak a little bit about this realm today because I thought it would be interesting for the listeners.
Well, and that's a very good example. When you think about multidimensionality, just think about the multidimensionality of time, the future, the present, the past. These are all different levels of the same thing of time. And different dimensions of time. And if you look at it in that way, you're accessing the multidimensionality of time, these different subcategories that time and space really have. And if you go further, and I believe firmly that we ultimately really unlimited beings. So when we go into our unlimitedness, our oneness consciousness, we are expanding into who we really are. We are remembering. Think about it. We are all oneness. We are all oneness parts connected to all of existence, to all oneness. And our full journey requires us remembering all of our multidimensionality in order to get into our oneness consciousness, into our source consciousness, to remember really who we are. And a big part of that is claiming the different spaces that we have been given, that we are in inheriting, that we also claim as our spaces. Look at your emotional body, for example. If you don't even think that you are in control of your mental body, for example, your mind will just go rampant with all random thoughts. But you know you have a mind. You know you have emotions. So you know that you have a house that is yours, so you're taking care of it. So these are all different dimensions. You know you have a spiritual body. You know you have a physical body. So you're taking care of that, what is being given to you. Now think about it as you are even more so expanded into the multidimensionality. You have an etheric body. You have an energy body. You have an auric field. You have a multitude of dimensional expressions of yourself, like fractals, fractaling out into the infinite. And our job is claiming these spaces, utilizing the space to our fullest, not just advantage, but focus, so that we can really express ourselves in the best way possible.
It's beautifully put. Because I think on a day-to-day basis, well, I know for one, sometimes I can get lost from that feeling and that connection and even that experience of having even the awareness of having, oh, yes, I have thoughts. Yes, I have emotions. Yes, I have a body. You know, in the moment sometimes I'm just so caught up in daily life. You know, you forget about all of those things. And I'd just like to explain a little bit why stopping and potentially practicing some of this work is so important to the listeners, Atana, please.
Well, first of all, the more energy you have, the more awareness you have, the more you can dedicate the focus into different areas that that we usually don't have the time or space for. Just think about it. Consider the countries, a country that's at war, of course, will have more focus on weapon production. Think about a country that's in peace, will have a focus more on creative aspects, on arts and entertainment, and much more in the cultural development. Now, when we constantly, and this relates to the stress that we are under on a daily basis, think about when you are constantly under stress every day. So your first thought, your first train of thought is really survival. You really don't think about how can I support humanity in being better and evolving the arts and having just the time and space just to paint a painting that doesn't even make sense. It might be totally abstract, and it could be even later on one of the most precious paintings on the planet. But at the moment, we are so concerned and so focus on survival that we don't even come up with dedicating time to it, because why would we dedicate time to it when we have to go and produce and to focus on survival? You know, nobody in a survival situation would just necessarily do a painting, right? And and think about it when we are in a place on a daily basis that we're actually having more than enough energy, balance, focus, and harmony in our system through the Atana method, through energy work, then we actually have more time and space to develop these areas. And then we can ultimately focus on thriving, expressing our creative self, And that's where we develop, and that's where we discover these different dimensions, because all of a sudden we are decompressing and we're having actually time and space to look into the past. We can literally reflect on the past, even dive as deep as past lives. But if you're stressed on a daily basis, you would not just lay down on a table or sit and meditate and focus on your past lives. You would thinking about, oh my God, I have to earn the money, I have to make
food
friends.
Food on the table, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, and with the Atana method, you can energetically actually enhance your system. You can still function, but it's very similar, like, see how energy is being distributed in our systems. 25%, for example, goes into supporting the brain activity, 25% going into digestion, etc. If you can access and increase your energy flow into your system, then you have, let's say, 50-75% more energy that you can then channel into these channels, and you can start developing your system as well as functioning.
So you can do both. You don't stop functioning. Keep functioning as well as starting this creative aspect.
In all aspects, because it's a holistic system.
It's so interesting, because when we get into those creative regions of our brain, whether it be the arts or for business or for science, all these really important aspects are what is really important to the evolution of the planet. And we cannot even go to those places or have this creation if we can't find this well of energy and inspiration in ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the inspiration comes also from looking into areas that we usually deem not effective. Think about when somebody thinks constantly in terms of practical, effective, and functionality. Yeah. You're not looking in areas like, hey, I'm going to just sit there and meditate, right? Because meditation would look like, hey, why are you wasting your time? Right, because you have to see how can you make the most effective time use out of that what's been given to you. And on paper, for example, if you put meditation on paper, and you think about, like, okay, the day has 24 hours, there's a sleep time 8 hours, there's a wake time, there's a, you know, so if you think about the creative aspect and the productivity of just plain one-dimensional effectivity, then energy work doesn't look like as effective, or meditation, or even working out. Why would you work out when you could use that 1 hour to produce, to be productive? But in terms of upkeep, of prevention, and in terms of thriving, this is like you enhancing your system. You're creating literally light speed, God speed in one way. From 100 miles an hour, you're going like to infinite speed, because all of a sudden you're activating your infinite with energy work, with meditation, with workout. You're getting to levels and actions that you thought you couldn't even do. Even if you work out and you get to the place where you overcome a limitation that you had previously thought, I couldn't do even more than that, or run further than that, or faster, then you realize that you can enhance your system as you go. The more you focus on something, the better you get. And if you do energy work with the Atana method, you're focusing so much on the infinite, so much on your oneness consciousness, so much on your unlimitedness, that more of your unlimitedness can be accessed. And the more of your unlimitedness can be accessed, the more you can deal with these finite problems or limitations.
That's pretty amazing. And I'd like to talk a little bit about this when we come back from a commercial break, because we're just going to take a quick break. But thanks, Atana, and we're looking forward to speaking with you more about this topic soon. Just stay with us, guests. We'll be back in a sec. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are discussing multidimensional expansion. Atana, we were just listening to you talk about this topic, and quite fascinatingly, I just wanted to come back to you for a minute, because this week I was thinking a lot about healers and healing, and I was actually just thinking a lot about you, because Atana manages to keep himself in this unbelievable space. I mean, he's so positive and just has this incredible energy about him, and I think that is magnetic to people in and of itself. And Atana, I just want to ask you, getting yourself into that space every single day, because you are there, you're available, you are out there, you see people all the time, you are healing people, you're giving, you're on the phone to me in Australia, you're on the phone to somebody else, you know, in the UK, you're all over the place. How do you use multidimensionality to make sure that you vibrate at this incredible energy that you seem to always vibrate at?
I use the multidimensionality to multitask. And I can, when you look at how people multitask, think about what you're being capable of if you utilize your multidimensionalities, how much you can complete and achieve on these different levels at the same time. And then you can utilize it and you can apply these areas and these dimensions, and they will help the overall attraction or manifestation process to stabilize or to enhance it. And I also have, when you live in this place where everything is and everything is not, you can easier detach and put your whole being into it at the same time, because you know you're not stuck in it. So when you bring your whole being into this moment, and consider yourself an infinite, unlimited energy source. In this one space, in this one moment that we have right now, when we bring our infinite into this moment that our listeners are here, that we are in this radio show, when we bring this unlimitedness, our infinite, into this moment, then we truly have an access, because we become that conductor into the infinite. And meaning that everything that has to do with limitation kind of fades away, and we have another level, an access to finding solutions that we didn't even thought were there. Now think about it when we approach a problem. You think about it, you look at it from different angles, but often we don't consider the miracle aspect, the miracle energy. Like, when we come up with ideas, often they're great. But it's nice when you bring in the infinite into this moment, when you bring the God, the Goddess consciousness, however you want to call it, the infinite into this solution finding, or looking for what's the best solution for what's being shown itself, whatever problem has shown itself. That's so beautiful when you allow these miracle energies, these unexpected solutions to come in that help us ultimately to be in that spontaneity, to find the right track to bring us into that oneness consciousness back. And I see it as either we make a decision towards separation or towards our wholeness. And each action, each thought has this far-reaching effect. Every action that we do that leads us into separation gets us a little bit further back, further away from our unlimitedness. And every time you make a decision towards wholeness, you become one step closer, you're stepping one step closer into your oneness. And that's a multitude of decisions at the same time. For me, it's exciting to see what my mind, what my brain, what my emotions, what my physical body does at the same time. because I can observe in what direction I'm going. And that doesn't mean like I'm perfect and I'm figured it out. No, I'm like, this is the longest scientific project running ever.
Well, you do look at yourself like a scientist, and you even write like that and encourage us all to do that in your books. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. But at this particular point, I just want to bring in one of our guests, Carol. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hello.
How are
I'm
you,
happy
Carol?
To be here.
Have you had a great week?
It's been a week, I tell you what. It's been a week of transformation.
Yeah, I know. You already know that I'm astrologically tuned in. I love looking at what's going on there. But how's that impacted for you this week? What's the transformation going on with clients or yourself, or how does that show up?
For me this week, well, in both arenas, actually, but I've had a lot of transformation myself this week. I've had some clarity open up, some epiphanies, and then also going hand in hand with that, like as soon as an epiphany happens or you get a clarity, it's like this like fits perfectly with the talk, because then you open up new space, right? So you open up new space, like, oh wow, this whole idea opened up for me, or this whole understanding. And so when I step into it, now I've got to clean up the space. So I had some good breakthroughs earlier in the week, and now I'm like in my new room in my space, and I am cleaning up some old emotional stuff. So
yeah, wow.
So now I'm like, you know, sweeping the floor and, you know, getting the cobwebs off and crying over spilled milk and, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Wow. Yeah, well, that's good. Well, that fits in perfectly.
To make my space mine and to have it be light. And, you know, I was thinking, as Atana was talking, I was remembering of a time when I was working with him in session, and I could see there was a breakthrough happening, but in my mind's eye, it was really like there was a dark cloud over me. And you know how, like, when there's overcast and just a ray of sunshine, you know, breaks through the clouds. It actually was like that for me one day. And it was, for me, it was like, okay, like, focus on that one crack of light there. That's, you know, like, that's your way out, right? Like, so it was just like, go into that light, and when you can break through the cloud cover, you know, there's going to be a whole lot more light, because that's really how it is, right? Like, under the clouds, we don't see the sun. We see one ray of sun, but we know if we rode that ray of sun to the other side of the clouds, there would just be, you know, a whole bright sky. And that was having me recall that back in the early days when I was first learning Atana's work and the healing method, I had a lot of dense energy, you know, like I didn't claim my whole space. There was a lot of me that wasn't all me. And so it was really challenging to do my energy work, because I didn't, as I've spoken before, I didn't feel, you know, I didn't have like all my senses online. So I learned the tools, and I would do the tools, but it didn't really, you know, it wasn't like, wow, this is amazing, right? I just trusted. And so I was, as he was talking about, I was that person who was very practical, effective, and, you know, like looking at it in a functional way. It's like, I'm just sitting here. I don't feel any difference. I don't, you know, like, what's happening? But I trusted. I trusted Atana and his method. And so I did my work. And even if it was just you know, just for a few minutes, I did my work. There was one period of time where I broke it down into like 3 times a day because I could work with my wanting to multitask better or my productivity better of the day. But that's how true this work is, that when you do the work, even, you know, like he said, you start here, but it's all fractaling out. And so this little bit of space that you gain today by doing the work gives you access to a little bit more tomorrow. Mm. And so you do the work tomorrow, and that gives you access to a little bit more the next day. And
so it's like a compounding thing.
Yeah, and you just, because we're all expanding, but this way you're expanding with the universe. You know, it's like you're in that same flow, in that same idea of expansion, and it's more like get a toehold. You know, start the practice, start working every day, even if it's just for a few minutes on claiming your space and doing the energy work, and it will give you access to come back the next time if it's, you know, another time during the day or if it's the next day. And then you start from where you were and you have a little bit more access.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. I just have to ask you as well, you know, in terms of somebody being able to take this understanding of multidimensionality, so thoughts, body, mind, past, future, present, everything, and then coming back, because I know you always love to talk about grounding. How mm-hmm. is there, if you could just give the listeners one technique or one tool to help bring them into this feeling of multidimensionality or understanding it, what would you suggest that they do?
Well, from that idea of grounding, where you're connecting with Mother Earth and you're receiving the nurturing energies of Mother Earth, that's how we are able to bring in the higher frequencies. And so when we ground down to Mother Earth, we're able to accept more. And with that idea of being able to accept more, it's like you don't even have to like really try and wrap your head around the multidimensionality of it, you know, in the beginning. Like it's just accept that your body knows, that your system knows, that the universe knows, and that your intention is to expand. And maybe one day you expand into your emotional body because you have an emotional breakthrough. And maybe another day you expand into your spiritual body. And so rather than like trying to put cognitive controls on it, like I'm going to take this, you know, expansionary step forward in my spiritual body today, rather just do the energy healing, do the work, balance your chakras, ground down, allowing your system to expand in what is its next expansion, rather than having an idea that you're going to control the expansion. Like today I'm going to expand my mental body, or today I'm going to expand my emotional body. But rather when you do the work, when something's ready to expand, it expands on its own. It's kind of like,
right.
There was one time when I talked about like seeing, Atana was talking about a treasure chest, and I look at multidimensionality sometimes like a, you know, like a faceted gemstone. And so like we're holding this gemstone that is us, but it's not all clear. And so sometimes we're cleaning off and wiping off a facet over here. And then sometimes over on the other side of the gemstone, a facet wants to be cleaned off and polished and scrubbed. And And so it's like almost like maybe like the gemstone expanding into its facets.
Yeah,
does
wow.
that make sense?
Beautiful.
You know, like each part, it's all part of the gemstone, but it's there's different angles and different ways you can look at it and different ways that it yeah. can grow into and expand.
Yeah, and it's also beautiful when you have those epiphanies, because it's the same thing, Carol. Like your body and your own journey is taking you into that epiphany. You know, you're not forcing that. So
yeah.
I guess that's a similar
and
similar
it's more
thing.
Fun.
So
it's,
right.
Yeah, it's more fun that way too.
Well, on that note, we're just going to go to a quick commercial break, listeners, and we'll be back in a minute to talk to the lovely Saber. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we have been talking about multidimensional expansion. We've got a guest here today, Saber, and I'm going to bring her in for a little discussion on this topic. Hello, Saber.
Hello, my beautiful friend. I'm so happy to be with my on-air family. Hello, I love you, everybody.
Woo! Oh, we love
Hi,
you, too.
Saber.
Hi.
Saber, you are traveling today. Hope you're having a good trip. But we're talking about a different sort of traveling here. We're talking about multidimensional travel or expansion. And it's an interesting topic. You can go to the past, go to the present, go to the future, go to different aspects of yourself, others, or the planet. How do you feel about this topic?
Well, it's interesting because I not only traveled with my earthly body, but I also have been traveling into the past for the past couple of days. And I want to tell you guys a little bit of what I experienced, and I think it's really beautiful because it goes back to what Carol was saying about when it's ready to expand, it'll expand on its own. And what Atana was saying, you know, finding solutions that aren't there, you'd think that aren't there, but they are. And so this goes back you know, almost 30 years, and bullied very severely in grammar school and in high school. And I've had a terrible, terrible time coming back even just to visit my family who lives here. And so I get physically ill. You know, I start to shake, my throat hurts, I get nervous, anxious, sweaty, and now I have beautiful children that love to visit their grandparents. And so I said, I'm not going to let this bother me anymore. And so I've been working on this since my first son was born, and that's almost a decade ago. But it still comes up. It's not even as close to as severe as it was. But I just said to myself this time, I really want to let go of this for good. I want that peace that I left of myself back, whatever fractal, whatever you want to call it, I want it back. And I want to put it back, and I want my heart to be full again and whole. And so I went to the park with my sons yesterday, and I'm walking around the park, and I saw these two gentlemen. They worked for the park system. And I just said, thank you so much for making this park look beautiful. I love this park. I've been coming here since I was a little girl. And they were so surprised that I said thank you in the first place. But then they said, Saber, is that you? Oh, my gosh, Saber, it's so-and-so and so-and-so. And I said, oh my gosh, you guys, it's so wonderful to see you. And gosh, what a wonderful experience. And they were so happy to see me, right? And these people, I remember being friends with them, but I didn't really think that I made such an impression on them that they were going on and on. Like, oh, I remember our talks, and you really taught me so much, and you really made me feel happy when I was sad, and you supported me, and I was just, my vision of what I experienced back then was totally different in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? And it just, I could feel my body just changing right there at the park. I could feel it like glowing and like vibrating, and here we go. You know, she is expanding. She is bringing it back in. I am whole again, right? And
wow.
It even went so far. Yeah, it was awesome. It even went so far. You know, they invited my husband and I out to dinner last night. We talked and talked. And I mean, it was just, I mean, I went to sleep last night. I you know, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. I was like, wow, this is awesome. You know, I said to the universe, I'm done. You know, I'm done with this. I'm ready to move forward. And it just happened, you know. And so anyone who's going through anything, and, you know, I kind of feel, you know, guilty sometimes that, oh, bullying's not so bad, you know, compared to what other people are going through. But my experience of this was horrible, you know. And so I don't want this to happen and to go on to my children's, you know, lives and my, you know, their grandchildren's lives. And like, I was done with this, right? And so these beautiful friends that I had years ago, they just appeared like literally out of nowhere, right? But I know it was a divine appointment that I and the divine beings, the goddesses, and my beautiful friends, we were all involved in helping all of us heal, right? This multidimensional expansion and making space for yourself to heal and looking at things differently, you know, as you get older and you learn the tools, especially Etana's tools, you can do anything. You can heal anything. You can become anyone you want to become. And it is so powerful and beautiful. I could talk about
that's
this all day.
Story.
I'm so thankful.
That's a great
Thank
story.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But that's a fantastic story and very relevant because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, whether it be bullying or you know, a lot of pain throughout childhood, you know, that really affects people as they grow up and even into their adulthoods and in massive ways, all sorts of trauma, all sorts of abuse, all sorts of terrible incidents. And this work enables you to travel safely and, in my own experience, extremely quickly to those aspects.
Yes.
My own experience is working with Etana himself. It helps significantly because Etana's got this amazing thing where he can see patterns and chords. excuse me. Talks about a blueprint, everybody's blueprint, and he can actually. Well, he's helped me see things that I could have. Like I'm blind to. I can't see them, but when he points them out, I'm like, oh, of course. You know, yes, I see that.
Yes, he's amazing
amazing. Amazing with that. And then,
yes.
So and being able to journey back to these core wounding aspects and then heal them or actually transform them, that's the language of this method, the transformation, the releasing, that's really what can happen very quickly. Do you agree?
I mean, proof is in the pudding. You know what I'm saying? It happened to me yesterday and it happens to me on a daily basis. But again, as Carol was saying, you have to have the tools. You have to be engaged. You have to make a commitment every day, whether it's 1 minute or an hour. Whatever you do, you have to be engaged in this type of mindset and take it as seriously as you would food, water, sleeping, and air, right? This is a non-negotiable, as I always say. This is what you should be doing on a daily basis to be a fully functioning, even more, you know, just like goddess, God functioning people, you know, not just surviving, but surviving on the level that the gods and the goddesses have given to us, right? But it's amazing. It really is. And, you know, I'll tell you something really funny. So to see that what happened to me yesterday, I went back to the, we had such a good time at the park. We went back again today. And I walk over, and as you know, I love tennis. So we went over to the tennis courts, and by the tennis court, and this is the tennis court that I grew up playing on, okay? I swear on my life, okay? I look down, and in the cement, it says Tough Stuff Saber written in the cement. Right?
No.
And I didn't see it. I took a picture of it, so I'll send it to you guys when we get off the air. But I saw it, right? I didn't see it yesterday. I saw it today. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was there yesterday, but I saw it today. And I just said, holy moly. You know, really, like, yes, I am Tough Stuff Saber. Yeah. You know, I am healed and I'm feeling good. And thank you so much. Thank you. And I couldn't wait to tell you guys, you know, what happened. And it just so happens that we're talking about this today, right? And so it just, the coincidences, you know, the divine appointments just go on and on and on. And it's miraculous. It's miraculous. And it's so exciting. Like, why would you not want to do this on a daily basis? Why do you want to live a life that doesn't have this sparkle, you know, attached to it? I don't want to. No.
I agree. We all want to sparkle. I love glitter. Anyway, just on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Thank you, Saber, for sharing that story. It was very touching, and I'm so happy that that's happened to you on this trip. But we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, listeners, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We have been discussing multidimensional expansion today. And just before we dive back into that topic, I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to find Akana, as I said earlier, the best way is just to simply Google him, or you can visit his website at Akana Method. Akana is spelled A-T-A-A-N-A. So it's akanamethod.com. And there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do live or in person, live in person or via Skype, information about his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook and Instagram pages, information on his amazing crystal stores, and much, much more. And Atana, you've got a new crystal store opening very soon, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to open once the final code's approved. It should be latest tomorrow, Monday. Probably by Monday
it's
going to be ready to be open. And then by Tuesday, we're going to have it fully ready for the public and then get that space energized and ready to go to support Nashville.
Amazing. Well, we're all very excited about that, so we'll have to hear more about that next week. Just quickly, multidimensional expansion doesn't always happen that easily because sometimes things can get stuck, right? Blocks.
Yes.
All types of debris in the way. So can you talk to us a little bit about that, please?
I have a lot of people at this moment that have experiences with very sticky energies that are not so easily to shake off. And they're having a hard time. A lot of people are having a hard time because they are now, when we go into our multidimensionality, into our expansion, we also want to make sure that we are occupying that space with our highest light. Consider the multidimensionality as you have a house with 10 rooms and you're just using like 2 rooms. Now, once you go into the other rooms, you see how there's like stuff is stored. There wasn't light on for a long time, and there, nobody really utilized this the other space except maybe some spiders and you know, who knows what kind of critters are hanging around in that space since nobody else is going in there. Think about it this way. If you cultivate your multidimensionality, make sure that you understand also to fill these spaces out. Look, when you are when you're living this life, you have your procedures how to keep your body, your mind healthy. When you go when you expand into the multidimensionality, there has to be a maintenance. You want to bring in maintenance to keep the space clean, purified, and, you know, as much light in your life as possible. Any area that contains still heaviness or unconscious or darkness or even density, make sure that you bring light into every and all areas of your life continuously. Even if you think it's not easy or you're feeling bogged down, make sure that you realign yourself with the highest light, with the highest healing light, so that you can bring in more of that awareness into these new rooms.
And you know what? That is sometimes you just need a session with somebody to help do that, because sometimes I think we can get stuck or scared. That's probably what happens more.
Yeah.
You go into those dark rooms and it scares the bejesus out of you, because what's in there looks terrifying. It's like from some horror movie. So that's where, you know, my own experience is working with a healer at that point actually makes, you know, we did a session this week where there was something that it was affecting me. But, you know, speaking to you for 15 minutes, you helped me shift that, and that all of a sudden someone turned the lights on in the room and it was amazing. You know, I've got more space for myself. So that is, you know, something that I just wanted to throw in there quickly too, Atana. So, you know, going to a healer like Sabo or Carol or Atana to help with that expansion really helps, I think, as well. So learning it, yes, absolutely learning it and doing it on yourself. And sometimes you just got to go and get a bit of a reboot.
That's right.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly say, Atana, we're going to have to wind up in a minute. And I just wanted to come back to our guests here for a sec. Carol, we've loved having you today, and thank you. I think you always make the complicated seem so simple, Carol. you bring it down to, you know, easy level understanding, which is so good. I just wanted to ask you if you've got any extra thoughts for our listeners this afternoon.
Well, I think I would say just keep up with it. You know, just keep the faith, keep the trust, keep plugging away, keep doing whatever you can every day in any way that you can. That's another thing that Atana teaches us, is just keep up the momentum. and let the unfolding happen however it will. But if you, like Atana was saying about the keeping the light in, bring the light into your house. So do what you can to, you know, to draw back a curtain and open a window each day, even if it's just opening up a curtain an inch at a time each day. Each inch that you're opening is letting more light in. And when you let more light in, you can see more. And then you want to let more light in. So whether it's doing your own self-work, whether it's seeing a healer, whether it's reading Atana's book or watching his YouTube videos, stay with it and have that intention where you're telling the universe, I want more light. I want to expand. I want to turn on all the lights in my house.
Yeah, good one. Yep. We're going to be like that. We're going to be like a disco ball in a minute, which is doing all this cleaning. Anyway, I'm going to come to you. Thank you, Carol. I'm going to come to you, Saber. Have you got any last words for our listeners?
Through this experience the past couple of days, because I am staying in a hotel, I'm staying in a really, really, really tiny room, okay? And it's a historic hotel, but the view is beautiful, but this room is so small, right? And I'm staying there with four other people. And the angels said to me today, this room is like the consciousness of what you've been trying to heal. You can upgrade to the penthouse or the bigger suite whenever you want. You just have to give yourself the space to do it. And it was interesting, when I was leaving the hotel to come talk to you all today, I was thinking of this, and I closed the door, and the room next door was like a palace, right? It just, the door happened to be open, and I looked in, and it's this huge room with this beautiful view of the sailboats and the bay. And I'm like, damn, I want that room. I want that upgrade. I want that space. Do you hear me now? Right? And I say it as well.
Yeah.
And it just was like, okay, check. We're doing that. That's what I'm doing. So please remember to visualize and ask and not demand, but declare what you want to do, because the divine beings want to help you. They're so excited to work with you. You're the co-creator in all of this, and give them the ideas that you want, and actually helps make their life easier too. So I hope that you all have a beautiful weekend, and I love you, and thank you for listening to me today and letting me share.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing. It's not always easy talking about those vulnerable aspects of ourselves, but it really helps other people. So I just want to thank you, Saber. Atana, we're coming to you, and I just want to thank you. You know, you do so much for everybody, for the listeners, for all the work you create. You know, you're prolific in the work that you create, and I just wanted to thank you very much, and to say, please, I'm going to let you take it out this afternoon and speak to our listeners and everybody else.
Well, I'm grateful that we have these opportunities where we can make this sacred mercy visible and see that beautiful sacred healing river happening, and that we can participate in this. I'm grateful that I can be in my own way being of support. And it's not big, it's not small, it's the service that I can do and that we all can do. And we are here, we're showing up, we're having insights, we're having our epiphanies, we're having our breakthroughs, and all of these breakthroughs. And sometimes they may even look small or even mediocre to other people, but the right people that are hearing us, the right people that are in need for our support, they're going to find us, they're going to listen to it, they're going to understand. And I cannot even tell you, don't waste your time with the people who are ignoring you, who are trying to attack you or to put you down. Don't waste your energy with the people that you don't fit in with. Focus on the people who need your help, your support, and your love. Focus on these people. Put your energy into these wonderful beings that need your support. And wherever you are right now in your life, at whatever point you are, don't waste your time with trying to make a point and make these people believe that you are this way or that way. Just do your work. Move forward. Do your service. It doesn't matter how many haters you have. Move forward. Support the people that you need to support that you came here for. And all we can do is just moving forward and doing the best we can do. Love ourselves in the process. Love each other. And serve and support ourselves and each other.
Perfect. Woo! What a lovely note to finish on. Yay! Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you, Saber. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Atana. Thank you, Donna, our amazing producer. Thank you to our sponsors, and thank you to you, listeners. And we will be back next week.